Good morning. This past week was Daf Chei Tes Maseches Erevin, the first Daf over here in the ninth perek, called Gagas. Let's see the Mishnah. Kol Gagas is just Achas, Uvelvad Shlo Yehei Gag, Uvoya Yure Nomach Yud, Divir Meir. There are three sheetahs in the Mishnah over here. The first sheet is a Meir Shita. A Meir Shita is Kol Gagas Ha'ir Shus Achas. We'll see, let's see the Rashi over here. We'll see what. So, Rashi Kol Gagas Ha'ir Shus Achas. Afa Pishad Yurin Chalukim Lamato Lishne Bnei Yodam. Batim, houses, are definitely Chiluk Rishuyis, and that's the basis of the need for an Erev to bring from one bayis into the chotzer into another bayis. So even though the batim themselves, the houses, are Rishuyis Chalukis, nevertheless the gagas which are on top of the batim are considered Rishuyis Achas. That's why I think Af Pishad Shadiyum Chalukum Lamat Lushne Bnei Yodom. Hagagis, however, the roofs Shein Tashmish and Todir Ein Behem Chaluk Rishus. Rashi points out over here what the difference is. Batim is Tashmish and Todir. That's why we look at each bias as a separate Rishus from the fact that it belongs to a different person, even though the usage is the same. Mashen King Gagas, it's ain't Tashmish and Todir. The usage is not constant like that of a bias, and therefore, being at the same kind of usage, or Gagas, so they have din of Rishus Achas, one Rishus. What's it in the Gay? Rashi says, V'kelem Sheshov Subagag Zeh Mutar Nahitzin Lazeh. And Kalim that was Shavas on one gag, they were there on the gag already. When Shabbos came in, it's mutter to bring them to another gag. Now, this is a very important point that Rashi says over here. Kalim Sheshav Subu Gag, like we'll see clearly in the Mishnah in Shittas Reb Shimon, that there's a difference, and this is what we have to always keep Cheshbonis, because things get a little confusing. And that when we're talking about places like Gagas, which are considered Rishus Achas, and therefore you could carry from one to the next, but that's only Kalim, which was Shovas on the Gag itself, as opposed to clay batten that was Shovas in the Bayis, and they were taken out of the Bayis, and today and now on Shabbos they find themselves on the Gag, then you're not going to have the heter to bring them to another Gag. Now, before we go into the Gavoya Yud, Nomach Yud, which is really a discussion anymore, which is a side point over here. But there's also something over here which is important. The Gemara mentions over here in passing, but it's important to know for the Shittas Reb Meir. Yeah, if you skip down to the Gemara over here, that's around three quarters of the way down. You see there's a star in the Gemara over there. It's around five lines above the two dots. Om Rabbi Yehuda, right over there. Kishet Timtza Loimar L'Divir Reb Meir. Rashi explains, this Timtza Loimar is a little bit different than what the translation usually is in Shas, in like an Im Timtza Loimar. Rashi explains over here what this means is Kishitidakdek bedevrehem timtzakein. You see that Rashi? It's almost across. Kishitidakdek bedevrehem. When you medayik in the words of Reb Meir timtzakein, you find the following. This should come out. This should be, even though Reb Meir only talked about Gagas, and therefore the literal translation sounds like he's only making gagas and rishos achas, but other things, chatzeris and kafifas, right, which talks about that they don't have that din. So on that, Rabbi Huda says that no, that if you think into Shitas Reb Meir, you'll come out that gagas is lav davka, it's not limited to gagas. But zot gemara, gagas rishos ta'atzmon, chatzeris rishos ta'atzmon, kafifas rishos ta'atzmon. So therefore, that the Gemara tells us that Shitas Reb Meir is not limited to Gagas. What he's coming to say is that all similar type of Rishuyas are considered Rishus Achas. That means Gagas carrying from one Gag to another Gag, from one Chatzah to another Chatzah, and from a Kafir to another Kafir. That's all Shitas Reb Meir. So that's what we have to know for the first part of the Mishnah, right? That Shitas Reb Meir is that he tells us that similar type of shuyas have a din of rishus achas concerning carrying kalim that was shovas in this kind of rishus to another one that belongs to someone else. There's no need for erev for such a thing. It's considered rishus achas. Now, Reb Meir gives a condition. Uvavash lehe gag govoya yud oinomuch yud. Diver Reb Meir. And this is probably why Reb Meir says his din by gagas, because of this stipulation, which has to do mostly with a gag. Even though we just said his din really applies, he could have said his aloha, right? Kol chatzeris rishus, right? Could have said like that. But being that there's a condition over here which applies to gag, so that might be the reason why he said it by gag. And we're to understand, like the Mercer, Kintim Sulaim, if you think into what he's saying, then you know, it applies to everything else. This that you can carry from one kalim that was shoved on one gag to another gag is only if they're within yud tfachim of each other. One shouldn't be higher or lower than the other one yud tfachim. So Rashi, uvavash lehi gag gavoy mechaver asaru deim choluk mehem. Begoiva yud, because if there's a difference between difference in height between the two gagas, right, where they're set up, one's higher, then zakrashi also tal from the middle of gagin, then it's also the time of farish bigmora, and this is that something that the gemara talks about. Now we'll come back to this, okay? Because it's really a side point, and we want to get the main machlekes over here. Chachamim say, referring to gagas, and who had in everything else, each one is considered a separate rishus. Zokrashi, Chachamim kol echav echav rishus la'atzmei, v'im le'iruv dirim shalmata osu l'talp mizeh l'zeh. And without an eruv, just like you can't care from one bias to another bias, so similarly, you can't carry from one from one gag to the next kalim that would shove us on the gag itself. That's the Chacham Shita. And the third Shita in the Mishnah is Reb Shimon Amen. Echad gagas ve'echad chatzeris ve'echad kafifis rishus achas hein. Each of these types of rishuyas are jointly considered one. One rishus. One rishus, even though they different types, but they considered one rishus. L'kem shishavus l'soichan, l'kem shishavus l'chabayis. They all considered one rishus. Therefore, we may carry kem that was shavas on one to the next without an eruv. Over here, Reb Shimon speaks out clearly something that Rashi mentioned already in Shittas Reb Meir, that this is we're all discussing. This that one may carry from one to the next is only kalim sheshav shul soichon kalim that when Shabbos came in were already in one of these places. For little kalim sheshav shul soich habayis, but not for kalim that were shavas in the bayis and then were brought out, ayidei and erev. That's also. Zap Rashi. Reb Shimon. Mekel Mikula. Reb Shimon is Mekel from all the shitas over here. The Omar. He says, Chatzeris v'gagas v'gafivas she'enon yoyse mibeis asayim. Goes on a karfif. Well, maybe not even. If it's more than beis asayim, that has its own special din. It has an iser tiltum. She'enon yoyse mibeis asayim. Hoyel v'kulon ein tashmish miyuchad v'tadir. Being that each of these kind of places is something which doesn't have a specific usage, and it's not a constant usage, so therefore they see that they share that similarity in general how they're used. Rishus achas hein, that's where they have a din of one rishus. Umatatlum zeh lazeh, and one may carry from one to the next. Afin mechotzel shel rabim, mechotzel shel rabim b'lei eruv. An eruv is not necessary to carry from one to the next. The less than Rav Shimon v'chatzeres el mishum hetek klei abayis. In the court of Rav Shimon, the only necessity for eruv v'chatzeres is only for kein that was shavas in the bayis. Kein that was shavas in one bayis. So in order to carry... In order to carry from Kam that are in the bayis into the chotzer, so that's what you need it for. However, to carry in the chotzer itself, you could carry from one chotzer to the next. You could carry in one chotzer itself. Zok Rashi, l'kelim sheshavsu b'soichon, kelim sheshavsu ba'achas mehen b'tzin oisim mezel azeh. It was shavas. When shavas came, the kelim were ready there. However, this doesn't help for kelim that was shavas b'seich habayis. When Shabbos came, the kelim were in a house. V'havim l'chatzeron ayidei she'irvu b'nei ha'chatzer, and they were brought after Shabbos when they came in. They were brought b'heter from the bayis into the chatzer. These kelim already osur l'haytzian mechatzere l'chatzer acheres. These are osur imloy irvu b'seich ha'chatzeres yachad. Without Neruv Chatzeris, from one to Mishat of the two Chatzeris together, then you wouldn't be able to, according to Bshim, even according to Bshim.
Into your own Chatzer, you would be allowed to, right?
Into your own Chatzer. Yeah, that's what Rashi told us before. Let's say Mishum Rechatzeris, Ela Mishum. No, I'm sorry. For clay bias, Kaylan will show us in the bias. You could bring. You need an Eiv to bring it into your Chotzer. But Kaylan that are in your Chotzer, you could carry them around with an Ad Eiv. And you could even carry them into another Vishus. So
even saying. From your own house into your own Chotzer, you need an Eiv?
I guess if it's a difference, a yachid or a chatzir, so a yachid or a...
Well, chatzir shiachid never needs, right?
Right.
Right? Right? I'm saying, but kelnau was shavas in a bayis, so that you need even to bring it into the chatzir that the house is part of, provided to other people here, obviously.
You need an air.
Yeah, in order to bring the kelim out. See, and you'll have a situation, and we had this already in passing before, Xeris, and we'll see later in the sugis, but it, what seemingly would be over here, without any Xeris, that it's possible that at a certain point in Shabbos, you'd have two kelim that are sitting in the chotzer, and one you could carry out to the next chotzer, and one you can't. The difference is that when Ben Hashmoshes came, where were these kelim? Being that one was in the bayis, and it was only brought out because of there was an Erev, which allowed you to bring it from the bayis into the chotzer, since it was shavas in the bayis, so this is clay bayis. Clay bayis can't be brought into another chotzer, but a keli which was shavas in the chotzer, that keli could.
So didn't Chazal made a gzera because it would get confusing?
So we'll see. That's my chalikus. We'll get that later. We had that in the past, and Beis Hashem, I think more a little later we'll once again bring it up. Now let's see this first piece of the Gemara which discusses really this side point over here in Shittas Reb Meir. Zot Gemara, right? The Meir talks about Vashlehecha Gaga Voya Yud and Amoch Yud, right? Where does that come? Like Rashi told us that this is something which needs explanation. What's the reason for this? And this is what the Gemara, first piece of Gemara right away talks about. Yosva Bai Barovim, Bchnina Barovim, Yosva Bai Gabai, Huvyas Vikamri. They were discussing the Rabbanon, Rameyashita, the Mishnah. And they said as follows: Bishlam Rabbanon Savrin. The Rabbanon Shita is Kishem she diyunin chalukin lamata, kach diyunin chalukim lamayla. Rabbanon Shita is a Chacham Shita kol echav leechav reshut pneyatva. Each gag is considered a different reshus, just like the bias underneath. Right, this gag is part of the bias. Shaykh, the person who owns the bias, just like the bias is a chilk reshus. So to the gag. So it's understandable that Chachamim Shita. El Reb Meir, Michael Sover. However, Reb Meir, how do you understand how Reb Meir Shita developed such a thing? What does he hold? Ikos Sover Kshem Shinu Chuk Lamata, Kach Dur Mechluk Lamailam. If he holds similarly, that just like the bias is Choluk Lamata, and therefore, that would make us look at the gag in a separate rishus. Am I rishus achas hein? So why is the rishus achas hein? If it's not gavoya yud, vikosava ein chalukin, if he holds that the gagas on top are not considered separate rishus, the chol malim yud rishus achas hein, anything which is 10 tfachim high is one rishus. Afilu gagavay asar of enamach yud nami. So where does this difference come in of a gagavay yud, enamach yud, the difference in height between one gag to the next? What's the basis of that? Amal hu abaye. So abaye told them as follows. Lo yishmiluchu hod amar b'vitzal b'avdimi. Didn't you hear this that Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi said? Oymeh hoy Rav Meir. The mayor said the following. There's a gzeir over here. Kol mokom shata moitzei shtei rishuyos v'hein rishus achas. Any time where you have two rishuyos, which are actually one. What this means is that you have a rishus. We're talking about a rishus yochad over here. And then you have inside of that the reasons for something itself to have its own din of a rishus yochad. So in Rishus Yochel, you have a place of Rishus Yochel, let's say it's Mukav Mechiz, and inside of that, you have something which in itself would be a Rishus Yochel, even without being in that Mokum. Right? We'll see the example is in Amud. An Amud, Rishus Yochel, Gavay Asar of Rochav Dalin. An Amud, right? If you have an Amud, you have some kind of stand, which is Gavay Yutfachim, 10 Tfachim high, and Dal Tfachim, by Dal Tfachim wide. So that in itself constitutes a Rishus HaYochid, regardless where it is. If it's in Rishus HaRabim, it has been a Rishus HaYochid, right? Because the fact that it's 10 Tfachim high, that's going to act as the Mechitzis, and it's a Dal, which is the Shir Mokum. So it has the conditions in itself to be a Rishus HaYochid.
Why isn't it a Mokum Petar when it's above 10? Because of the Dalad?
This is a Rishus HaYochid, right?
At the top of the Omnid, yeah?
Right.
If it's above 10, why isn't that a Mokum Petar?
I mean, just like any Rishus HaYochid, right? In Rishus HaYochid, Elad Rekiya, so there's no...
We're looking at the space above, no?
Right. The idea of 10 Tfachim being a Mokum Petar, that means that Rishus HaRabim isn't surely past 10 Tfachim. Right? Right. That means, so if this place is a Rishus HaYochid because of the ground, so the effects that it has on the Avir only reaches 10 Tvachim high. But Rishus HaYochid, what makes him Rishus HaYochid is the Mechitzis. Right? So whatever is considered within the Mechitzis, you can have that Halacha. And since generally the Dinah of a Kipshut, the Mechitzis are Oyla Adar Rekiya, so everything is considered within Mechitzis. Right? That's why the Rishus HaYochid is never limited to 10 Tvachim. Right, that halacha we find by Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis. So this omer over here has in itself the conditions to give it itself a rishus hayachid. So now let's say you have an omer in a rishus hayachid, and in an area which is mukah, there's a hayachid. So Rameir says over here an interesting zera. He says, "Komok shat moed shtei rishus from rishus achas gin omer b'shayach lovoy asara v'rochav da also lekatif olov." It's also for a person to. Cats, remember we had before as far as leaning on arranging his packages, but what we mean over here is which mean taking something, making an akira on from the rishus hayochid and making hanocha on that omer or vice versa. It's also to do that, even though you're going from hayochid to rishus hayochid, right? So what's the problem? It's a gzeira mishum telbush esarab that. It's a gzeira because of a tail, which is similar to this omud. If you have a tail, b'shus adam, this tail is a mound. The mound, which has the, we has the, these conditions, gavoya yud, and it's rach of dalids. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, as long as it meets the requirements, has, you know, within it. Is so that mound could have a din of a rishus hayochen, and therefore there'll be a real problem, and it's the raisa, right, of carrying, putting down something from one to the next. So that's the basis of this gzeira over here, that Rameh was gezer because of that, that even b'shus hayochid, when if you have an omud, which in itself constitutes b'shus hayochid, even if it's b'shus hayochid, it's also gzeira, because if you loot over here, we're afraid that people will come to do that in the b'shus adam also. Hachanami, so here too, gzeira mishum tel b'shus rab. So Zohar Gemara says, this is the basis of the dinner of our Mishnah. The dinner of our Mishnah is also based on this gzeira, that if one is tenfachim higher than the other, and will allow to carry from the one to the next, it goes into this gzeira that Rameh made. Okay, so it's really a side issue over here, that the gzeira that Rameh holds in other situations applies to here also. That's why you have this limitation. But concerning the halacha that we're dealing with, Meir Shita is intrinsically his halacha that kol gagas rishus achas ba'atzman, rishus achas. If it's gavoy yud, nomach yud, so you'll run into the problem of this gzeira that you have in other places also. This is not going to be saved from that gzeira. Let's see the Rashi. Zok Rashi, kol mokom shatam moitzi shtei rishuyus. This is the first Rashi on the Gemara. Kol mokom shatam moitzi shtei rishuyus. She'emedes kol achas levada. Each one has this separate conditions to make it itself that rishus. Ve'hein rishus achas. Shem achas lahen. And they're the same type of rishus. She'shtein rishus hayochen. Both are rishus hayochen. Kigoin omud govoya Asara b'chotzer. If you have an omud which is 10 tefachim high in a chotzer, also the katef alav min hachotzer, you can't carry, can't take something which was noch in the chotzer and put it onto this omud. Afal the rishus chotzer oil ad rukia, and even though the rishus chotzer is oil ad rukia, so like when you're putting it on top of that, it's not like you're still in
the original rishus.
Yeah. Gezerim mishum tel govoya yud. Zok Rashi, this is based on a gezerah from a tail, a mound, which is 10 tefachim high, b'shus rab, and hab r'shayochid, that is r'shayochid, l'leis l'ksufile, you shouldn't come to do that. If a person could do this, a person might do that also. Right? When concerned, that person might think that something which is in the rishus rabim is bottled to that rishus over there. A person might come to therefore carry from in the rishus rabim. So this is the basis of Rameh's Xavier.
He would say this even if the space was less than dalad.
No, if the space was less than dalad, so it wouldn't be rishus sayochid. So even rishus rabim, there wouldn't be. Yeah. Now the Gemara just talks a little bit more on this, and the Gemara says as follows. So no afilu machtesh afilu gigis. The Gemara originally thought that once you have this issus, anything which constitutes a rishus hayochid, a machtesh, a gigis, these types of kalim, Also, you know, if you have in your chotzer such a keli, you can't carry another keli from the chotzer onto this keli, being that this machteshes and yigis have the conditions. It's gevoya yud rochav dalud. Amla ba yehoch yamama leomre me elo omud ve'amas harechayim. That when Rav Meir made this gzeira, it was limited to certain kinds of things. Even if it's a keli, but dafka a keli, which we'll see is kavua. Omud ve'amas harechayim. Amas harechayim. We see Rashi is the base of harechayim. Hoyev adam kavel hemokim. That since a person sets aside a place for these things, that these things should stay here with a certain degree of permanency, but things we know which are carried around just because this kli might have the conditions that can make a rishus hayachid, that's not going to be b'chal zera. That's not dumya, the tel b'rishus harab. Right? So the person is not going to come to make the mistake carrying from here to there. That's why these things don't go into it.
So what's the machteshes and gigis?
Machteshes is some kind of press, and a gigis is a barrel. So, Rashi. Amas harechayim, kol binyan hamadas harechayim, mokoy meishov n'korle amas harechayim. Rashi says that the base that one puts harechayim on, that's referred to as the amas harechayim, and that's what we're talking about over here in the Gemara. Hodom, hoyel v'odom kavel hamokim, the domul tail. These things are similar to a tail, but other kalim, which don't have a kfiyas mokim, so they wouldn't be similar to tail, that there should be a basis to make a gzera to ask it to carry from here to there. Okay, let's just finish off this piece of Gemara. The Gemara goes further. The Gemara says like this. Vare koisel, feti marakashem. Vare koisel shebein beiz chatzeris, the kavua. The Gemara is asking a question. Koisel shebein beiz chatzeris. A koisel definitely is a dover kavua. But Omar of Yehuda, kishetim sulem adiv remeir, gagin mishus la'atzman, chatzeris shus la'atzman, kavish shus la'atzman. Like we mentioned before, feti marakis. A koisel definitely is a mokam kavua. And Zolta Gemara that Reb Meir Shita is not limited to Gagas. It's Hu Adin from Chotzer to Chotzer. And therefore it should follow that my love, the Sholta Tula Derech Koisel, that it's Mutter to carry. So how do you get from one Chotzer to the next Chotzer? By carrying, putting the thing onto the Koisel and carrying into the next chotzer, on that fretting morakasha, that this should be a problem. If Rav Meir's din of gavoya and nomuch is based on this gzeiru that he says other places, so then it shouldn't only apply to gagin. It should apply also from carrying from one chotzer to the next through a kaisel. Now Rashi explains what the Gemara means to ask with this. Zok Rashi, v'Omar Yehuda, l'kama b'perikim shem z'loim rak, v'sobi k'dakti d'vayim tim tzikein, chatzeres t'shus la'atzmon, u'metaltlin mechotz ashor rabin l'chotz ashor rabin b'lo yeruv, v'chein shol yochid. We really should have said this Rashi before. This is on the Shitas Rav Meir, that he's not limited to Gagin. Dechihechi do Om Rav Meir Gagis, Rishus Achas Hein, just like what Rav Meir explicitly says in the Mishnah, that Gagis are Rishus Achas, Sharei Ein Tashmish Miyuchod Kebatim, I'm sorry, skip something. Gagis Rishus Achas, Shamina Mino, Techatzeris Nam Rishus Achas. It should follow, if you understand Rav Meir's shita concerning Gagim, then it should follow that the same halacha applies to Chatzeres. Shamin and Mino, we'll hear from there also the Chatzeres Namashus Achas. Shamin Tashmishim Yuchu Kibatim, Vidomulu Gagim. Interesting that Rashi says that the, I mean, like we see in the Gemara now, it's two different reasons, right? Migag lechotz is mitam gzeira. It simply we understand that Ramez din is a much bigger reason that migag lechotz, why that should be also. That's not reshus achas lechoyda. But this Rashi seems to say that the reason from gag to chotzer is because of the gzeira. Okay, we'll leave that here all. Zot Gemara. But in context of this Gemara right now, what Gemara is asking like this, my love, what does it mean that chatzeres of shus la'atzman, that you may carry kelim that were shavus from one chatz to the next? How are you going to do this? The Gemara assumes at this point that you can do that by way of koisel. The shalta tula derech koisel, v'loy gozar mishum tail. Now, if there was a gzeir mishum tail, then that should aser us from carrying from the koisel. And at this point, we think that by being matir mechotz lechotzu, he means derech koisel. So you see that you don't make the gzeir. Alma ga gavoya v'nomuch time achrinahu. Rashi explains what the Gemara is asking over here. We're asking on the explanation that the Gemara gave in Shitas Rameir. The Gemara had asked a question: how do you understand Rameir, Gagova, and Gaganomoch? And that the Gemara referred to the Gzera that he made. That applies to us over here. And that Gemara is asking if that applies to us over here, then it should make a problem carrying from Chotzer to Chotzer through a kaisel, so apparently it doesn't apply to us. That's what I want to say over here, right? And there must be a different explanation, right? So the Gemara is really asking in Kasha on Abai's explanation to the Dina of Echa Gavoyah Echa Nomuch. Alma Ga Gavoyah V'Nomuch Taim Achrinahu. There must be a different reason. Fine. On that, the Gemara answers as follows. Omer Avhuna Bar Yehuda, Rav Sheshes loy lahachnas loy derech psachim. And that Gemara says that your assumption that you're making at this element, that Rameir would be matter to carry from chos lechoser is through the koisel, and then you're asking that, you know, if his gzer is applicable over here, it should apply to there also. And that Gemara says that no, that assumption is wrong. That when he's matter to carry from chos lechoser, it doesn't mean that you're carrying through the koisel. That's taka osur. Because of this gzeira, v'hach loy derech psachim, only derech psachim. That's when it'll be mutter.
Derech psachim
of the koisel. Oh, yeah. If you have a pesach through the koisel, right?
Not over.
Right. You can't put it on the koisel. The koisel is this shusha yocha that we're talking about that you can't do. In the chanami, he was only matter through that. The Mora assumed that he's matter in all situations, even if there is no pesach. From chotz to chotz, and then you have to do it through the kaisel. And that Gemara says in a chanami, being that the gzeir applies, like we understand, prama gavaya and nomach over here, so Yitaka wouldn't be mutter. Tosis points out that the Gemara could have really answered even without making a pesach. If you so see the small Tosis, the second Tosis, my lab, the shoulder to the kaisel, have a motz lemeima. The Gemara could have said kishena kaisel rochav abo. Right, in a situation, right? Not every koisel is 4 tefachim wide. The whole problem is only if the koisel has the conditions of a rishus yocha by itself. So the Gemara could have said that. Right? So the Gemara said one of two answers. That, but the point of the Gemara is that in a chanami, the reason for a mei is because of a gzeira, and definitely the gzeira will apply even to a koisel. Right, and if you want to do it from chotz lechotzer, you have to make sure that you don't run. They don't make usage of the koisel, which is the size of rishus hayochid. The Tosis Yontif on this Mishnah asks a question: Adik kidakai, where he's medaik. Every word in the Mishnah. And he asks the following question. The Mishnah is Uvashlay Hey Gaga Voya Soya Asoro Oy Nomuchasoro. The gag shouldn't be 10 high or 10 low. And then he asks the following, that, I mean, isn't that the same thing? I mean, you have two gags, right? So one's higher, 10, one's lower, 10. Like, what are the two things over here? Afa gav de hainuhach, even though it's really the same thing, dim ho'echa gavoya mehasheni asor, if one is 10 tefachim higher than the other one, behecha hasheni nomach menu asor. Right? I mean, it's always going to be the same thing, right? So why is the mission saying this? We're referring to like two different things. Because he says that what we mean is like this: is that possible that you have two houses that are right next to each other, and both are really the same size, right? And as far as, you know, where the ground starts and where its gag starts. Ella shabayis ha'echa nivne be'emek. It's the ground level which is the difference, right? Now the same architect, same plans to build this house and that house, right? But being that the ground level is different, so you can have the same exact house which is built over here and built over here, one is higher than the other. So that really is not a gavoya. As gavoya refers to that the structure is a higher structure. Right? So that wouldn't be referring to as gavoya. That el shayach shezeh nomach. Right? That's the difference over here. Right? Nomach means at the ground level, the structure itself is the same size. Both have the 8 feet the ceilings. But the difference is weird. That's how it came to be. So that's how he explains the Mishnah.
So what's the problem? That there may or wouldn't be guys on something like that?
No, okay. I mean, he's not asking, you know, as far as Chiddush is concerned. You know, his problem really was that it's repetitious, right? It's what are the two cases? The Mishnah says, Gavoya Oynomuch. Right? You're asking maybe a different question now, that just say one and I'll know the other. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe we'll find out.
Didn't we learn before there's a inyan of kal or kasha? You know, it was another word.
Tashmish b'kal,
tashmish b'kal, tashmish b'kal.
Right.
You know, so maybe something like that applies here, because from 10 tefachim difference to go from one to the other, maybe it could be an issue.
Well, and you want to use that to explain what?
Maybe that's why the a difference of asara is a problem.
Okay, I mean, the Gemara really addresses that, so we're not lacking the understanding why there's a difference of asara, right? The Gemara says it, so you know we'll rely on what the Gemara says, right? Right?
But it seems like they're trying to do away with it, like to
the Gemara, the Gemara asked the question, right? I'm saying, but we have to take the Gemara, you know, as the Gemara is. The Gemara gave the explanation, the Gemara asked the question, the Gemara answered the question. So the way we end up is that, you know, this is the explanation.
And the explanation was that it's a special...
It's Exeru, right. That's how the Gemara comes out, mm-hmm. Right? So the Gemara successfully answers the question that the Gemara asked, and, you know, and this is how it is. So we don't have to think further. Not that much the Gemara does for us.
But he makes a distinction over here that inside the house would be different than the outside in the chutzah, because it doesn't look like it is shesaram.
Where are you?
Where am I? Where did I see this?
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Okay, now you mean,
sorry.
It's okay, it's good.
But I want to say, if that's the case, then a gag should also be some.
Okay, we'll see. Let's go through, and then when we get there, we'll talk about that. So just what I want to mention like this. That's one of the Pirushim in the Mishnah is over here, and it's here in the new Mishnah is it's printed on the daf. It must be in the back someplace by the old Mishnah. Called Zera Yitzchok. I think that's what it was. that Noma Chasora, he's coming to explain Lashon of Noma Chasora. I don't have it in this Mishnah, it's in front of me. But the point that I want to take out over there is the question, that he says that such a din of Noma Chasora would be like if you have a just like this din of Omer B'Shus HaRabim, Omer B'Shus HaYochid, you can't carry. So similarly, the halacha is if you have a bor, if you have a hole in the Rishus HaYochid, that the bor itself constitutes a Rishus HaYochid. So you also have coin to may, you also have such a exerim. And you wouldn't be able to carry, if you have an achotzer, if you have a bor, you also couldn't carry from one to the next. Now, we'll see, the Ritva talks about where this gezeirah applies. Because, you know, according to this, when you think about it, that, you know, in your house, you can't take a sefer off the shelf, you know, because, you know, if your swarm shrank has the right dimensions, it's 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 tefachim wide, so would it mean that you can't do that? See, he brings the machlekes and shoinim over here, how far does this gzera of a mayor apply to? So first of all, he says that this gzera does not apply if your person is inside a house, a bayis mekura, if you have something with a ceiling, on it, that in itself makes it different than that of a Rishus HaRabim. I'm not concerned that a person's going to come to learn from this situation to carry from in a Rishus HaRabim with a tail. So bayis mekura, merely you're inside, or you're under some kind of ceiling, that doesn't go into this gzeira. Now he also talks about a second floor. Right? What about an aliyah? Aliyah shebechotzev kayetze boy would not have his halacha. An aliyah, second floor. And he says like this. He says that, again, that the gzera, the basis of the gzera, and this is how he understands it, is that this, that people will come to make the mistake, how is that going to fail? By carrying from an omer in Rishus HaYochid to a omer in the Rishus HaRabim, says that a person will look at the omer and he'll assume that the omer is bottled for the Rishus that it's in. And that's why an omer Rishus HaRabim, also a person will be able to carry, because being that it's in Rishus HaRabim, a person will think that it's bottled for the Rishus HaRabim. So that he says, that's only something which doesn't have the chashivas by itself, and therefore there's makom to think that it should become bottled. But a rishus, an emes rishus b'fnei atzmo, like an aliyah, something like that, that is no problem, because no one's going to come to make such a mistake that if you could carry from here, then you could carry from an omer in the Rishus HaRabim also. Like we're saying, because the basis of the mistake in the Rishus HaRabim is the fact that this Rishus HaYochid, even though in din has Rishus HaYochid, a person will come to think that it becomes bottled to the place where it's in, because the omer is not a tashmish kavua. But if you had something which is like an aliyah, or tashmish kavua, so that wouldn't go into the gzera at all. He says, "Avaliyah shebechotz v'keitze b'yishachosh of the tashmish legazim shemtel b'shus harabim."
So what's different again?
That if the Rishus HaYochid that we're dealing with over here, that you're taking from, has a chashivus then the gzeira doesn't go into it, because a person would never come to learn up from the fact that you're carrying from there to another place to do such a thing in the Rishus HaRabim. Because the basis of being matter Rishus HaRabim is by thinking that this omer over here is bottled for the Rishus HaRabim. So that you can, it's only possible to say such a thing that by an omer, even though in din, the halacha says that once it's 10 tefachim high, 4 amos wide, has the Rishus HaYochid, but that's not something which has a tashmish choshuv. That's not something which is, you know, which is a kavuotik, a thing that's made to use, like that of an aliyah. Aliyah is a choshuv tashmish. So a person would never come to make such a mistake if they see that you're carrying from an aliyah. And the basis of this mistake is that a person is gonna see that it, you know, there's two different rishus over here. Must be that God, the concept is that this smaller rishus is bottled to the larger rishus that it's in. That's the basis of the mistake. So if that's the basis of the mistake, that's only shaykh if this rishus that you're looking at, you could view it as becoming bottled. But if it's an aliyah, right, that you have, which is in the chotzer, and you see carrying from the aliyah to the chotzer, no one's going to think that the aliyah is bottled to the chotzer, and therefore learn from there anything. Right? So then that a person will be forced to understand that the basis of the heter is because this is the both Rishus HaYochid, so he's not going to apply that to the Rishus HaRabim. Now, I just want to get to the bor over here. He talks at the end of the piece over here. The thought says like this. It says that this gzeira would only apply to, like the Mura says, Amas Herechaim and Omud. That's similar to Tel Bishus Rabim. And he says like this. You know, being that the gzeira is tel b'shus harabim, that's something which there's what to make a gzeira. You know, it's to a certain degree prevalent to have a tel b'shus harabim, so that would be a basis to make a gzeira on such a thing. But the gzeira is only something which is similar to that of a tel b'shus harabim. A person can rather compare what, you know, what he's doing here and he'll do to there. So he says the whole gzeira is something which is tashmisha b'govoya, right? Something which is above the ground. And something which is easily accessible to use. Umilsa de shchichlish tamushe bay, and it's usual to use such a thing. Avo bor b'shus hayochin mutter, but a bor b'shus hayochin is mutter legas vinon otter tail, and that would never enter the zayir by tail. Chodo, one reason is the bor l'shchiach b'shus haravin b'shem azeika. Right? To make a gzera auto that person might come to carry from Mishram into the bor, which is Mishram. Right? That in itself is Loshchiach. We're not going to make a gzera based on that because of Hezek, so that doesn't happen too often. Of Mils Loshchiach Legazrin. But Oid, the bor Loshchiach Tashmishtek the Mishrabin, Mishum Lanicha Tashmishtek Kulei Hai. Another reason, right? That the shtamshus of a bor is not so accessible, not so easy. So again, that's why such a thing is not shchiach tashmishtei. So he clearly says over here in the Ritva that this gzeir type wouldn't apply. Apparently, this different than this mefarish wanted to explain. So these are a little the applications of a Meir's gzeir.
So he says aliyah you'd be allowed, we wouldn't be afraid of the...
Right.
So right. How different is a God?
I mean, what do you see? What do you see? I mean, an aliyah is a, you know, it's a mokum dir. That's what an aliyah is, right? That's
what it's not roofed.
No, I mean, it is. That's what it is.
In a chotza?
Yeah. An aliyah, we're talking about a second floor.
Of a house? Or yeah. I thought we're talking about in a chotza.
Yeah, but it's a second floor on a house in the chotzer.
Oh. So a gag is going to be confused for an open area in a Rishus HaRabim. That's what
was a gag will be confused with a tail b'shus haravin.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right. Right. A gag. Right. Carrying from one to the next, that would be the problem. Okay. So these are just a little bit the you know we had this gezera, where this gezera is applicable. It's very, very late. I feel bad we didn't get a chance to discuss the next piece of Gemara over here. Akoponim, we'll have to leave it at that. Okay, but the point over here to remember is that there's a three machlokes in the Mishnah over here in when what's considered one reshus that it wouldn't require an Erev to carry Kain that was shoves in that mokum to the next mokum. As a three of machlokes in the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us that Remeir Shita really is similar kind of Rishuyis Havadin Rishus Achas. This that the Mishnah says Gag is Lavdafka, who then applies to Chatz and Karfif, Chatz to Chatz, Karfif to Karfif. Chachomim hold that it's all Choluk. And if Shimon, he's the Mekel, and see that how we pass in Laloch, like if Shimon, that all these are considered of Rishus Achas. And the whole necessity of an Erev is only when you're talking about Cain, which is Shavas in the Chatz itself. And that first piece that Meir talks about, Benegete Gavoye Nomuch, is really a side Xerah, which is not, it wasn't specifically said over here. He happens to hold it that there's a general Xerah that we have in all places, and it happens to be applicable over here also, and that's where it comes in. That's why we have the condition of Gavoye Nomuch in our mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sky up.